It's movie time now on ABC Radio National, round the world on Radio Australia, on the web at abc.net.au/rn, and on your little pod. Julie Rigg here, welcoming you to another week at the movies, and it's a rich one this week. Our special guest is actress Isabelle Huppert, talking about her last film, White Material. That's directed by Claire Denis, and it's screening in the French Film Festival, which opened this week in Sydney and Melbourne. Oscar-winning cinematographer Andrew Leslie will be along to talk about a 60s war film, Moratori. That's this week's Trash and Treasure. And Uptown, some very good films coming our way, including the New Zealand comic drama Separation City and a gem from Italy, Il Pranzo di Ferragosto, The Mid-August Lunch. Some highly entertaining ones as well, Tim Burton's fantastical Alice in Wonderland and The Men Who Stare at Goats, bringing George Clooney together with Ewan McGregor and Jeff Bridges. The Men Who Stare at Goats is actually based on John Ronson's collection of journalistic essays about an era when the Pentagon was investigating the paranormal and training soldiers to be Jedi Knights, able to do wondrous things, including walking through walls and staring down the enemy, or in the test runs, goats.
You will be a psychic weapon. Feel it, yes.
We're Jedi. We don't fight with guns. We fight with our mind.
Twist brought us the wrong Alice.
It's the wrong Alice.
You're absolutely Alice. I'd know you anywhere.
I'd know him anywhere.
Where's Picasso?
Dad's not living with us anymore.
Mummy found him in bed with a girl with no clothes on.
I see. I like your dad. He loves you. I can tell, even if you can't.
The Week in Film, thanks Timothy Nicastri. And yesterday, the film community around the world was shocked with news that the Iranian filmmaker Jafar Panahi, who's played a prominent role in the opposition Green movement in Iran, has been arrested at his home with his wife, daughter and 15 other people. Panahi is known worldwide for such films as The White Balloon, The Circle, which shone a very unflattering light on the situation of women in Iran, and Offside, a glorious small film about girls disguising themselves as boys to smuggle themselves into a soccer stadium where women are forbidden. After the arrest, the Tehran prosecutor told news agencies that the action was not political, not because he's an artist. Panahi was being investigated for another crime, he said. But film and cultural organisations began protesting the arrest yesterday. Des Power, chair of the Asia-Pacific Screen Awards, joined the protests and has called on Australian Arts Minister Peter Garrett to push our government to make representations to Iran.